So the film is 3.5 hours long. For some, and we've all been talking about this, of course, and by the way, I've got to tell you, I can't believe all the people who have read the book. It'll come up in my conversation, or I'll ask people, have you read the book? Lots of people have read this book, and I'm telling them to read the second time because I am right now, and you sure now have the full story in your head. But the film is 3.5 hours long, and so some people are wondering, wow, is that too long? How did you feel about that?
It didn't seem like that long at all. Interestingly, he Scorsese and Thelma, Schoonover, the editor, have wound other bits of that history into this film that are not so much in the book. Primarily, the Tulsa Race Massacre is discussed in the film, showing some of the news reports. That isn't something that the book does not emphasize, but I thought it was a nice touch.
Yes.
He downplays the investigation part a bit just to save time, because if he did increase the time for Jesse Plemons and other really good, really great actors that were on the FBI story here, we would have had two films. Easily. Another hour, maybe. And at the end, he uses a technique to sum up what happened after the arrest of Ernest Burkhardt and Hale. He uses a recreation of a radio show to sum up the results of that and the and then something about Molly Burkhardt at the end. So you can see how this could have easily been another hour or more, and that means two films. The movie is not as fast moving. It's more involved in the relationship between Ernest, the nephew of Hale, married to Molly, the full-blood Osage. So it's a more introspective film to me. Although there is violence is not the theme of this. The theme is the relationship between Ernest and Molly. And also, as Scorsese previewed for us, his approach is to show the relationship between the outside world and the Osage, and how that relationship develops into one of trust and betrayal of the trust. Same description at a different level with Molly, with her trust of her husband, Leonardo DiCaprio, and the horrible betrayal of that trust. I mean, they have children. I mean, were they going to be next? Her? Was she going to be next?
Yeah.
Deprived of the children of their mother? And that is a deeper emotional movie, I believe, than his previous movie.
They talked about this 9-minute standing ovation. What was that feeling like, and had to bring an emotion to you?
Well, it could have been longer. The head of the film, the festival, came up to Scorsese and handed him he started talking into the microphone, and then handed Scorsese the microphone. That's when the crowd stopped. You know, when the film ended, they were in the credits. There was the ovation, but the way he had chosen to end the film, the last scene, were Osages dancing in our traditional dress and with a traditional song. So as they went into the credits, the music was continuing. Some of our current singers had composed. Some of the crowd started clapping in beat with the music, the traditional style, but new song, traditional style, which was really great. But that's after 9 minutes. head of the Cannes Film Festival hand his Scorsese the mic, and then he started talking, and that's when they stopped. But it would have continued, I know that.
And rave reviews, Rolling Stone said Scorsese takes on David Grand's best seller about a murder epidemic among the Osage, turns it into a masterpiece. Vanity Fair review said, as Killers of the Flower Moon seeps in, it shocks, resounds, and haunts. That great word, a choice of words. And so the reviews go on and on about this.
It'll make you think. When I ask people, what do you think? Osages and non-Osages. What do you think of that? They just say, can't get it off my mind. It's not, well, I would say shocking, unless you could never imagine that people are capable of such things. You know, I practiced law for almost 35 years before I became chief some years ago. People asked me when I stepped back from that practice, what did I learn in 3.5 decades? And I tell them, I learned that people are capable of doing anything. And that shows up in this movie. So I don't consider it shocking. I just consider it very disappointing. You have to keep your head together and say, this should never happen again. Or people will do this. And I know that, I hate to put this on the record, but I'm doing it. And I'm not being cynical, because it took me about 2 years, though, in this job as principal chief, to really shake that out and put it in perspective, and to know that there are so many more good people than bad people. Mm-hmm. And there's so many more good things in life than bad things. But I know when you're in the courtroom, doing that kind of work, and if you're in that kind of, be it law enforcement or legal, you see that people can do some terrible things to each other. But thank God there's good people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I interviewed Eva Unterman, a Holocaust survivor, and she survived Auschwitz, and she called what was going on there a killing machine, a killing business, and that could be applied to this story as well.
On a smaller scale, yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that horrible? And that's where this kind of activity and thinking and feelings lead, is to these kind of horrors. And it's happened all through human history, and it's happening now, and it will happen in the future.
Yeah.
So, I think we're all under a duty to work together to stop this.
Yeah.